Now, in addition to finding out that Lizette was an actual fact, a real person, the only other person that was a question in my mind was a woman named Andrea. Now, again, like every other person that Cecilia had spoken about or who had texted us, we had never met them. We had never seen photos of them, but we knew their names, we knew their personality types, basically what they looked like, and so on. But the difference with Andrea was questionable because I think Andrea was only about a 2 to 3 week time period of me knowing about her when I became friends with Cecilia. That's the only time I ever heard of Andrea's existence. And I wrestled with this a little bit, not too much, because there wasn't much information, there wasn't much evidence, should I rather say, like I had with Lizette making phone calls. There was nothing like that with Andrea, or not enough of that, of Andrea to actually say, this person might actually exist, or this person is just another made-up person. But there was one scenario, and only one scenario, and it was on the night of Halloween, the first year I had, the Halloween of the first year I had met Cecilia. And the apparent story, as always, the occult always wanted to try and kill Cecilia on Halloween night, try kidnap her, sacrifice her, and do whatever dreadful things. Ultimately, she was supposed to die every single Halloween. But because they could never manage to get hold of Cecilia to kill her, someone had to always take her place. Now, before I had met Cecilia, the Halloween before that, because the occult hadn't managed to find Cecilia to kill her, the occult had apparently managed to capture her mother and sacrifice her mother on Halloween night. But this mother that I refer to is not the one that the public knows about. This mother is fabricated. This mother was just yet another actress or person from a movie. Absolutely no relation to Cecilia whatsoever. But Cecilia claimed wholeheartedly this was her blood mother. So before I met Cecilia, the Halloween before I met Cecilia, her mother was, or her supposed mother was, sacrificed in Cecilia's place. The Halloween that happened just after I met Cecilia, again, someone else had to be sacrificed in Cecilia's place. Or supposedly, should I say, because the occult could never get hold of Cecilia. Now, the scenario goes as follows. It was Cecilia, myself, Rhea, and another two women that were in Cecilia's lounge, just casually sitting, talking. And obviously, because there were five of us, we were on different, Cecilia and I were sitting on one couch and the other three women on the others. And while these other three women were in such a deep discussion, Cecilia's phone suddenly rings. Now, back all those years ago, Cecilia had a flip phone. And I remember her flipping the phone over, and she was sitting close enough to me for me to hear everything. And what I heard was, I don't think there's words for it. I heard terrifying screams. Screams that could only be depicted as if someone was being murdered and tortured. And as soon as those sounds came out of the phone, Cecilia flipped her phone closed. Obviously, then to end the call, she got up. She was apparently very upset and she walked out the room. I was completely confused. I didn't know what was going on. All I heard was these terrifying screams. Up until this point, I had heard of Andrea. I had heard that by this point, the occult had managed to capture and hold Andrea somewhere and torture her pretty much daily up until Halloween day for when she would be killed. This is what I was told by Cecilia, and this is what she told Rhea and the others. But after the phone call, Rhea rushed after Cecilia to find out what was wrong. And when they both came back, the story was then related that those screams were Andrea's screams. Someone from the occult had decided to phone Cecilia while they were apparently torturing Andrea and busy killing her. And now look, to be honest, there is no way for you to. Okay, let me just start off saying this. It was horrific to hear. It was terrifying to hear. It was disturbing. There's no words for it. But going to the point of trying to prove or disprove whether Andrea actually existed, all any of us actually ever knew of Andrea was text messages, a basic description, a name, and minor things like that. No physical contact, no phone calls, just like all the other fabricated people, except for this one incident. But now, with this one incident, I'm sure you can see why I could swear it off as Andrea could possibly just not exist. It could have just been a pre-recorded audio from the internet or a movie and sent to Cecilia's phone, and that's what it was. There was no actual voice except for screaming. There was no actual talking. There was. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. This could have just been something from a movie or a pre-recorded audio that was sent to Cecilia's phone. No actual substantial or substantial enough proof to say that Andrea actually did exist. And after that Halloween, Andrea's name basically disappeared from the conversations because Andrea was now dead. Now, in finding out recently that Lizette still, or should I say that Lizette actually is real, I then posed a question to this person asking if they had ever heard of a person named Andrea. To which I think my heart must have sunk or hit lower than the core of the earth. Andrea exists. Andrea is a real person. I wasn't given too many details about Andrea. Andrea wasn't in the picture for long. I mean, like I said, it was within 2 to 3 weeks of me knowing Cecilia, and then Andrea was never mentioned again. But nonetheless, Andrea is a real person. As far as I understand, Andrea was not murdered. Obviously, Andrea was not part of the occult either. But also, obviously, if that phone call actually was from Andrea. Andrea was then helping Cecilia trying to fool those in her group. Now, again, the same questions pose in my mind. Did Andrea disappear? Because she also can't be found currently. Did she disappear for fear of being guilty of other things? Or did she disappear because she had realized the truth behind Cecilia and she also took off into hiding for her safety, for her life? Again, all I can say is I know the investigators will find Andrea. They will find the story behind it. And again, I am also hoping that the scenario pans out that Andrea was just fooled, like so many others, but finally realized the truth, and sadly also had to take off into hiding. I am desperately hoping that she is not guilty of the things that Cecilia's group was convicted of, even though their convictions were a lot more than what was mentioned. I just hope Andrea is not someone else that is out there that Cecilia can or is still using as well.